Good. Everybody is ready. Do you have any question? No. I don't have any question. You remember? Because last time, we didn't stop as usual. It's in the middle of the paragraph. It started with something. And that's, I don't know the word in English. Taglit. Following someone. How is it? The Arabic word means you imitate. And imitation is sin. Then what? You are not supposed to imitate someone, but you could learn from someone how to act. These are two different levels of understanding. Rumi here used the situation. What is the situation we are talking here? It's a very delicate situation because the rabbit is here and is a very clever guy. And he's talking good, right? But we know rabbit is here to take this ass to die, to be hunted. Then what? They conversed with each other. Do you remember? And Rumi put it this side and that side to see both sides of the stuff. Then stopped. I said, listen. Up to here, this rabbit is talking good. Is it good? No, it's not good enough talking good. Because you could be cheated like this rabbit. This is some point that you have to understand in your entire life when you believe in someone. How do you follow that something? Just because you believe? Or there should be more, there should be some feeling, there should be something. Here, Rumi talks about it. Your turn. Ready.
Parable of the Camel, explaining that when someone tells of his good fortune, and you do not perceive in him any appearance or sign of welfare, there is reason to suspect that he is an imitator therein. A certain man asked the camel, "Hey, whence comest thou, O you whom fortune attends?" He replied, "From the hot bath in thy street." Said the other,
"True." You remember, we read all of this. We read almost a lot. What was this? The opening of this paragraph was with a simple example that, listen, your appearance could let us understand what you are. It doesn't matter what you claim. This is what the fox is doing, right? The rabbit is doing what? He's talking good, but he's cheating. So you should understand, only good talking is not good enough. We need more than that. Yes.
Truly, this manifests in thy knees. When Pharaoh, the obstinate rebel, saw Moses' snake, he begged for a respite and showed meekness. The man of intelligence said, "This man ought to have been fiercer, since he is the lord of the country." Whether the miracle was a dragon or a snake, what has become of the pride and wrath proper to his divinity? If he is the supreme lord seated on the throne, what is this banishment on account of a single worm? So long as your fleshy soul is intoxicated with the desert and date wine, know that your spirit has not beheld the cluster belonging to the world unseen.
First directive. Remember, it says, this is something that you should
understand. Because your ego wants to imitate. This is what the ego is all about. So, when your ego is enjoying something, you should understand that you don't get it, what we are talking about. That invisible stuff, you haven't even touched it. Yes? Monsieur.
For the signs of that vision of the light are consist in your withdrawal from the abode of delusion. Since the bird is frequenting a briny piece of water, it has not seen help for its thirst in the sweet water. No, its fate is mere imitation. Its spirit has never seen the face of fate. Hence, because of the accursed devil, the imitator is in great danger from the rogue and the brigand.
Okay, this is the highlight. Let's go back. What happened? He was talking about this judgment that everybody is looking at the God and what, okay? He's supposed to do something. Why is he sitting down and Moses have to fight with Pharaoh and all that stuff? Suddenly stopped. He didn't continue. He started and said, your ego is crazy. Watch it. Let me talk about the bird. Means what? Thinking. Okay. The bird, which haven't seen anything except salty water, will not appreciate the water, will not understand it. Means the stuff that I'm talking, this is something that I'm talking about one special kind of water. Pure water means pure understanding and knowledge, right? Okay. This one, your body should be used to it. It cannot just start to switch from this one to that one. Switching doesn't happen that fast. Why? Because of that imitation, of that fake belief. Because that fake belief is what? Is the most dangerous stuff that could happen to you. Because unknowingly, you will get even worse. Because you don't know what's really happening. Yes.
But when he beholds the light of God, he becomes safe. He is at rest from the agitations of doubt. The sea foam is always in collision till it comes to the earth, which is its origin. The foam is earthly. It is an exile in the water, an exile. Agitation is inevitable. When his eye is open and he reads those characters, the devil has no power over him anymore.
Mm-hmm. Means this is the trick. As simple as I said, your ego is looking for something else and it will fool you because your brain is always talking, right? We are talking beyond the logic here. But this talking is connected to the brain. And when somebody is talking, how could you be the judge? That is he talking honestly from the heart or from the brain? Both. Yes.
Although the ass spoke of mysteries to the fox, he spoke superficially and like an imitator. He praised the water, but he had no longing for it. He tore his face in raiment, but he was no lover. The excuse made by the hypocrite was bad, not good, because it was only on their lips, not in their hearts.
This is it. We are looking for something which is coming from the heart, not from the brain. Do you remember why? Why are we doing that? Because the brain belongs to animals, including us.
But the heart, that invisible stuff, that breath, is only for human beings. So we are looking for that one, not this one. Because we know, we talk about it a lot. Where did the lie come from? How do you lie? With the help of your brain, right? And your brain is expert in doing it. Why? This is how for millions of years old animals survived. They cheat, they lie, yeah. What is the honesty? Honesty is something that doesn't exist in the animal kingdom. You cannot find an honest animal. Honesty is something that the human being could understand. Because it's a feeling in the heart. It's no good in here. Honesty is stupid. If you're honest, you will lose. Period. Right? Ah, that is the critical point. This is what you're talking about. Yes.
He, the hypocrite, has a smell of the apple, but no part of the apple itself. And in him, even the smell is only for the purpose of coming into contact. The charge of a woman...
Contact is... I don't know. No, the translation doesn't do. Because Rumi here, first of all, is playing with the words. One word is sip, right? Apple. Okay? The other word is asip. It rhymes with sip, right? Asip. And asip means hurting someone, not coming together. This is asip. So, he says, yes, he has the smell of the apple, but he's not a part of the apple. And the smell is there to knock you out somehow. That's why it is. Yes.
The charge of a woman in battle does not break the ranks. No, her plight becomes pitiable.
Aha. Uh-huh. What do you think about that? You lady, what do you think about that?
It's only the brain.
The brain, the logic is not for confrontation. Because over there, it only makes the problem more difficult. He wants to say that, oh, in time of Rumi, yes, the manhood and the soldiers and the fighting, that's the story. But the meaning is what? Is that, remember, the lady cannot be in here. Yes?
Though you see her take the sword and fight like a lion amongst the ranks, yet her hand trembles. Alas for him, whose reason is female, while his wicked fleshly soul is male and ready to gratify its lust.
Uh-huh. Right from the beginning we talked about this, and I have seen a lot of people, they have trouble with this, because they look at this book and it's a male chauvinistic book. Which is nonsense. Because here we are talking with symbolism, with the stories. In our stories,